welcome to the latest Tour Daily on the Palace podcast. It's match day. We're at the Optus Stadium in Perth, and it's a pretty extraordinary stadium too. This stadium only opened in 2018. It holds up to 65,000 people. And like quite a few of the stadiums that we've been training and playing in while in Australia, this is primarily not used for football. This is used for Aussie rules football and for cricket. And so I'm talking to you now stood in a vast room in the bowels of the stadium, just next to the dressing room. It's almost like a cricket net, but it's set up for players to warm up before Aussie rules games. There's diagrams of Aussie rules, pitches on the whiteboards with magnets of different colours, red and blue, for the different teams, and arrows pointing in different directions. I'm sure it's all good tactical advice. Not something that I can understand as someone who does not know what he's talking about when it comes to Aussie rules football. But as we go through, we can see all the facilities they've got here, the charging room, the medical room. And instead of just having one dressing room, we've got the dressing room, the locker room, and the changing room all set up for different uses. The players are in one, the staff are in another today. Also, just walking through here, we come to the briefing room, which is like a cinema style setup with seats in banked rows and then a big screen at the front and diagrams of an Aussie rules pitch again on the whiteboard for the management teams to set out what's going on with their players. And we'll walk down the tunnel. We go just past the prayer room. We go just past the stretching rooms on the left, and you might be able to hear the noise slightly increase because I've just walked out onto the pitch here at the Optus Stadium, and there are already thousands of people filling the seats. And of course, we have to do a bit of a walk to get to the rectangle in the middle where the football match is going to be played, because this is, of course, a circular pitch, as we said before. And we've now reached pitch side. All the cones set up and ready to go. The photographers just taking their seats, the balls and the bottles. And the players will come out to train very soon. Palace against Leeds from the Optus Stadium. And match day is well underway. We've made our way to the Palace end. It's much louder out here. Just start by... There you go, that's a great start. Start by introducing yourselves. Just say where you are, who you are, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Lawrence. I'm from Croydon originally. So we're living out here for a few years now. It's my daughter, Isla.
Hi.
Anita, Isla, nice. How old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11.
So we were in Croydon a few weeks ago. We're pumped now to have him out here in Perth where we live. So not often we get a chance to see him.
So you've lived out here for how long?
About 15 years.
15 years. Wow. And how often do you get back to Croydon?
Every couple of years, maybe. But with COVID, not for a couple and a half. So
this isn't your first Palace game?
Yeah, it is.
It's your first Palace game? Oh, so how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully they win, yeah.
What do you think the score will be?
I don't know. It'll be close, I reckon.
Yeah. But you think Palace will win, right?
Yeah.
Definitely going to beat
them. Yeah, exactly.
With a win, definitely.
How about you? How have you found it moving to Perth compared to Croydon?
The weather's a lot better, although it hasn't been great for you guys since you've been here. But no, it's good. Lifestyle's good. Love it out here. Just can't get to see Palace at Selhurst, and the football games run at stupid times because of the time difference. So.
What kind of times are you waking up for Premier League?
Oh, no, Premier League's all right. If it's a 3 o'clock, you know, it's not too bad. 10, 11 o'clock at night. But obviously, if they're later games or Friday night games, no can do.
Aaron, we've got your sister on the podcast. We've got to get you. Just introduce yourself. Say how old you are.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm 12. Go Palace. Palace are the best.
But I will describe. Aaron's wearing, he's got a hat, scarf, shirt combination. He's got it all going on.
Yeah.
Can we just finish by getting an Eagles from the pair of you?
Eagles!
Eagles!
We found some flags and balloons. Am I right to speak to you guys quickly before kickoff? Because I'm particularly enjoying, there's a few retro Palace shirts going on here as well.
Ashton, Chris, Eva, originally from UK, Palace fans, all from Croydon and Essex area.
And originally from the UK, does that mean you now live in Australia?
7 years here.
I'm 11.
You're 11.
And I'm 8.
You're 8. And this is your first Palace game, are you excited?
Yeah.
How nice is it to be able to see Palace playing in Australia?
Right. It's the first game in 8 years.
So this is the first one in 8 years, that's mad. You can hear Palace walking out now. We've timed this perfectly.
Eagles!
There we go. Cheers, guys. Enjoy the game. Hello, I've got someone waving at me. He's got a blue balloon. In fact, two people with blue balloons in their hands. Just introduce yourself. Say how old you are, what your name is.
My name is Ben, and I'm 10 years old.
You're 10, and how about you?
Sam, and I'm 10.
You're also 10. You're twins. Okay, here we go. And so you're actually dressed the same as well. You've got two red Palace hats, two scarves. We've got a passerby as well. Two red T-shirts and two blue balloons. So how excited are you for today?
Oh, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. Is this your first ever Palace game?
Yeah.
And so are you from Australia?
Yeah.
Whereabouts do you live?
Perth.
You live in Perth, yeah? So how cool is it to have Palace coming to Perth?
Very, very cool.
How long have you known that you've had tickets for this game?
I think June.
Yeah. You even talk in sync as well. It's very good, this.
Because I'm like a lifetime supporter.
Is he from London?
Yeah, from London.
And our mum's from South London.
Don't drop that balloon. No, one of the balloons has gone flying, but you've been excited.
Yes.
And what do you think the score will be today?
Probably like Palace 3 and probably Leeds
0.
One.
Leeds.
Palace 3, Leeds 0. Okay, perfect. And I'm gonna.
I think Crystal Palace get a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more. How many more? Five, six.
Yeah.
Okay, five. We're going for 3, 4, 5, or 6-0. Yeah. And yeah, you can see them out training now. How cool is it? You've seen them for the first time.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. Eagles!
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, are you guys looking forward to the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old are you all?
Six.
You're all six.
Seven,
you're seven. Which teams do you support? Do you support an English team as well?
On the real one that I like, it's the France.
France? Why France?
Because I'm French.
You're French? Can you do a French accent?
Yes.
That's good enough for me. We stood pitch side, the team are warming up, but we've got two very special guests here. One of whom is going to be standing with the team as they walk out. Do you want to just introduce yourselves first?
Okay, so I've got my son, Finley Parker.
Hello, Finley.
Hi.
There you go, there's Finley. And you're Craig?
Yeah.
And tell us about why you're here, where you're from. What's
from living in Perth, originally from South Norwood. Right. Been here 14 years. So I couldn't miss being at Optus for the big game. Finally, the Palace are here.
I was going to say, you've got that kind of half Aussie, half Norwood little.
I'm an alien now, aren't I? Alien.
Okay. And someone mentioned something about a collection of shirts that you've got.
Yeah, probably got about 140, 150 Palace shirts going back to 1980 or so.
And these are original, these are old?
Yeah, these are original replicas or match-worns. So, hey Patrick.
There you go, a special moment there with the manager giving you a fist bump on the way.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant to be so close to the team. We were here for the training session yesterday as well. And I don't know if anyone back home realises it, but in Perth, there's a small little fan base, and we are loving this last few days.
Small but very dedicated.
Yeah, absolutely. The 3 o'clock starts, or the four o'clock starts in the morning for the midweek games. They're painful, but we do it, and we do it, and we do it, and we love it as well.
And I'm going to ask Finley, can I just ask you, what will it be like when the players come out and you're stood there and all the fans are here? Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you like to stand next to, do you know?
Joel Ward,
is he your favourite player?
Yeah.
He's got no way out.
All right, cheers, guys. Enjoy the game.
Cheers, Will.
And Finley, enjoy standing for the team photo, yeah?
Yeah.
You do a good job, yeah?
Okay.
Here comes the Palace team. Teams have just been read out, and now the stadium's gone dark. This enormous bowl of an arena, thousands of fans packed in, the lights have gone off, and not long now until the two teams come out. The phone torches are out, there's a sea of twinkling lights all around the ground. Fireworks now, flames coming out of the ground. Bangs and cracks as fireworks go into the air, pyrotechnics everywhere. Here we go. I can see the teams in the tunnel. Palace and Leeds getting ready to come out. Glad all over plays. Luka Milivojevic leads the Palace line, and here they come just past me. Patrick Vieira and his staff have taken their place on the rudimentary dugouts that have been made at the side of the pitch.
The Palace fans are belting out glad all over. Is it Perth? It could be South London, couldn't it? Not long to go to a kickoff now.
It's a spiritual place, a place where stories are created and shared. And tonight we'll create more stories and share them around the world. May the good spirit keep you all safe and take you safely at home when this game is completed to your family and your country. Aye, aye.
Full-time here at the Optus Stadium, it finishes Palace 1, Leeds 1. It was a feisty game in the end. There were yellow cards aplenty for both sides. Leeds took the lead through a controversial penalty. Joel Ward penalised. The players weren't happy about it, but it meant they went 1-0 up shortly after half-time. But Palace hit back on the break. Jordan Ayew racing in behind the Leeds back four and then slotting across to JP Mateta. And all he had to do was roll the ball into the back of the empty net, and that made it 1-1. It was actually Palace who had better chances to win the game. Tyreek Mitchell headed into the ground and then over the bar from about 6 yards out. And then in added time, how good would this have been? The Palace young frontline combining Rob Street, Malcolm Ebue and Tayo Adéramola, who was on at left wing, all racing forwards. The ball was slipped into Killian Phillips. He tried to give it back to Adéramola to score the winner. In the end, the defence got back and managed to clear the ball away. It wasn't to be for Palace. It ended 1-1, but a positive performance all round. A good way to end Tour 2022. And what a stadium to play in as well. The Optus Stadium, with more than 30,000 fans present. This stadium, one of the best new stadiums in the world. What a privilege for Palace to play here. And that's the end from the final match day of the Tour. All that's left is to leave Perth and get back home.